Durga Puja happening this Sunday, all day, 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening at Zorba's Banquet Center on 1474 Bath Road. Let's talk a bit about this festival. I understand this is a major festival in India. Tell me more about this.
So the Durga Puja is a major Hindu festival. It is celebrated by Hindus predominantly in West Bengal as well as Bangladesh. So in Southeast Asia, it is considered an important harvest festival. And this festival celebrates the triumph of good over evil in the form of a female divinity. So it, in many ways, it is a worshipping of divinity in the female form. Goddess Durga defeats Mahishasur, the buffalo demon. That's what the story or the backdrop is all about. But it is celebrated from there on by Bengalis in India and across the border with great pomp and joy. And the celebrations continue for over 10 days in India, where Goddess Durga is believed to come down and visit Earth, the earthly realm. And she her coming back to the earth is considered a very auspicious time. So it starts with Mahalaya, which we just celebrated this Saturday. And from there on, she comes down and stays with her domain for 5 days. And the festival is celebrated over the 5 days that she stays here. And then she returns back to Kailash Parbat, where she is coming down from.
Now, this is all going to happen in the course of one day here in Kingston. Was there a challenge in narrowing it down to just a one-day event?
Oh, absolutely. Great question. So we are in Canada, and being in Canada has its own set of challenges in trying to coordinate the times and dates and when people are available. So having the weekend off was great. And then it coinciding, so Sunday coinciding with two of the dates in India, because we have a 12-hour time gap. So it coincides with two dates in India. And what that means is that we are able to cover 2 days of festivity with 1 day of a 12-hour event here in Canada. So we had to really pack down the date with full of the individual puja offering and events. But we were finally able to fine-tune it so that it would serve for the purposes of the puja as well as for everybody to get together and have a good time.
Now, I understand that there are a number of traditions and rituals that are celebrated within the festival. Tell me about some of that which we can expect on Sunday at Zorba's.
So early in the morning, the day would start with Pushpanjali, which is literally Sanskrit for an offering of flowers. So we have five different flowers which are native to India, and we were fortunately able to source them here in Canada. And there would be an offering of flowers and food items, which is also called the bhog, to the goddess. And it is perceived that the goddess is partaking of the food and offerings that we are providing to her. And then once she partakes of the food offerings, they are said to be blessed. And that prasad, that offering, is distributed among the people who would gather there. So that's the first thing in the morning. We have Anjali and the prasad distribution, followed by our lunch. And then we will again have, because this is coinciding with two dates back in India, we would have an evening puja, an evening arati and Pushpanjali again. So for the second date in India in the evening. And then we would have a small cultural presentation prepared by the committee members and their kids. So it's a big, colorful, nice cultural presentation that we would have in the evening, and we would wrap up the evening with a community dinner.
So this is the first time this has happened here in Kingston. How long have you and the committee wanted to make this a reality?
Honestly, like Kingston has hosted Bengalis as Queen's students and as community members and as people in business for over 70 plus years. So traditionally, all the Bengali community, whether they are from Bangladesh or whether they are from India, they go out to either Ottawa or GTA to pujas in Toronto and Ottawa in order to attend the festivities there. So, and I came to Kingston in 2014, I'm sorry. And then again, it was the same routine. We had to wait for Durga Puja and go and attend it in GTA or Ottawa. To say that this puja has taken a long time in coming to Kingston and has taken a long time and effort in the making would be truly, truly spot on. And if I look at it from the perspective of how the community feels, I think the overwhelming support that we have got this time, it just tells us that we need to continue with the tradition, and having Durga Puja in Kingston would definitely be something that the community appreciates a lot.
That's excellent to hear. And I see that it's free and anyone can attend.
Absolutely. It is a free event and we are open to all, even though the program itself has religious overtones to it. But we would want everybody to come and experience, because largely it is a community gathering and you would want to see how good the festivities are. And it is basically a get together of sorts.
Excellent. And for those that would be interested, I see they're just encouraged simply to register online.
Absolutely. So we have a Facebook page as well as an Instagram profile, and you could get onto an Eventbrite page to register for the event. It is not a ticketed event, but we would urge that you register so that we can understand the capacities.
Cool. And what's the name of the page for those who might want to look this up?
It's just Kingston Durga Puja. So Kingston written in full, and then D-U-R-G-A, Puja, P-U-J-A. So Kingston Durga Puja, both on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. And to say maybe someone can only attend for maybe a couple hours in the day, is that allowed as well?
Absolutely. That is not only allowed, I would encourage people to turn up in numbers to experience the cultural part of the program, which is happening between 5:30 and 7 in the evening.
Excellent, Vid. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me about this major event today.
Thank you so much for your time, Kareem.